And when you first started blogging, you didn't know it existed. You got online to help yourself.
I was actually going to write in a diary, you know, and just do a journal in my bedside drawer. But I type fast. I'm a journalist by training, so I touch type. And I thought, well, you know, I might as well type because I can do it faster.
Right.
And if I'm going to type, I might as well do it on the computer. I'll open a Word document and I'll hide it, you know, on the computer somewhere. And then, you know, one thought led to another. And I knew that there were blogging templates you could access. And I thought, well, I'll do that.
Yeah.
It's all set up for me. You know, it's like an online notebook, fancy piece of stationery online, and I'll just do it in there, and no one will see it because there's a million blogs in the world. And that was my process. It was very much just for me to write to myself.
Right. And then how important was it for you when somebody made a comment on your blog or when you realized somebody was going to read it?
Oh, it was hugely important because I hadn't reached out in person in my real life. I mean, I was talking to my husband, but largely I was doing it alone, which is often my way, you know. And so when people started commenting, I mean, every comment was like a hug,